Shilayim Perek Vav Yiratzon Shlimudenu Yezchus Lili Nishmas Rebaran Yudaleib Ben Rav Noach Tzvi. We're learning in Maseches Kilayim about the prohibition of planting vegetables or grains near a vineyard or near a vine. If you have a single vine, you have to be 6 tvachim away. If there's a vineyard, you have to be 4 amos away. The Mishnah now is going to teach that while we learned earlier an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether a vineyard is only 2 rows of vines or even a single row of vines can be a vineyard, even Beis Hillel require 2 rows for it to be a vineyard, agree that a trellis whereby you have vines climbing up a box or a fence and being woven into each other, almost like a bed. Their beds used to be ropes woven in boxes, one on top of the other, in order to enable someone to lie on it. That is considered a vineyard, and you have to be 4 amos away to plant grain or vegetables. Ezehu aris, what's the definition of a trellis that can create a status of vineyard, even though it's not 2 rows? Hanotei ashura shel chamish kvanim b'tzad gader. If somebody plants a row of 5 vines next to a fence, shugavo asara tfachim, which is 10 tfachim tall, o b'tzad charitz, or next to a indentation, shu amal kasara tfachim, which is 10 tfachim deep, v'rachav arbad, 4 tfachim wide, then that already becomes a vineyard, and nosan lavodaso arba amos, you need to give 4 amos, because since it was planted next to a support that's going to cause all the branches to intertwine, it's considered a vineyard even though it's 1 row. Now, whenever you have the status of aris, beishami omer modin arba amos meikra kfanam lasadeh, you measure the 4 amos from the trunks of the vines. 4 amos away can be your field of wheat or vegetables. Beisil Omer and Beisil say, no, you measure the 4 amos min ha-gader lasadeh, from the fence that the vines are climbing up. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion that says, Toen kala omrim, Beisil are mistaken. Toen kol ha'omrim, or all those who say that this is the view of Beis Hillel are making a mistake. Toen kol ha'omrim, Cain. Anyone who thinks that this is the view of Beis Hillel is making a mistake. That in aris you have to be 4 amos away. Ela im yesham arba amos mikra kfanim lagader. If there are 4 amos from the trunks of the vines to the fence that they are hanging on, nos and loas avodaso, and all you need to give it is 6 tfachim from these trunks, bezoria samosar, and you can plant the rest. And if it's less than 4 amos, then it's like what we saw earlier was the view of Rabbi Yossi about a wine press that less than 4 amos, and there's a vine growing in the wine press. Rabbi Yossi says you can't plant the vegetable or the grain within that wine press. You have to be out of the wine press. So here also, if it would be less than 4 amos, you wouldn't be able to plant grain there. Kama hi avoda sagefen. Now, in general, all this halacha that we're talking about, that you have to give space to a single vine, so we've been saying throughout the Masechta how much space. It's shisha tvachim l'chol ruach, 6 tvachim to each direction, whereas a vineyard you have to give 4 amos. However, Rabbi Akiva omer shlosha. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says you only have to give half an ama, 3 tfachim, in each direction when you have a single vine. Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Beis. Aris shehu yotze min ha-madrega. Let's say you have a terrace on a mountain, and you have an aris going out of the terrace with vines growing on it. If you can stand, and while standing on the ground, pick all the grapes on this trellis, that already makes it a status of aris. And as we just learned in the first Mishnah, aris has the status of vineyard. Hareza Oser Arbamas Pasada, then you need to keep 4 amos away. And if you're not 4 amos away, it's prohibited as Kilaya Karam Vimlav. But if when standing on the ground you can't reach all the grapes, to reach the grapes you have to climb up on the terrace or with a ladder, then Eino Oser Ela Kenegdo, that doesn't have the status of Aris anymore. Now it has the status of single vines, and therefore you can plant within 4 amos, but you can't plant underneath the grapevines. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Afanotea achas ba'aretz, the achas ba'madriga. If a person would plant a whole row of vines without a trellis on the ground, and another row on a terrace, im gavoa mina aretz asarat fachim, if this terrace is 10 tfachim above where the ground is, enem itzterefes, ima, doesn't combine, it's not a vineyard. Vim lav, but if it's not 10 tfachim taller, harezo mitzterefes ima, then it combines to be 2 rows, and as we've seen, the view of Bis Hillel is that 2 rows becomes a vineyard. If you have 2 rows with 2 vines parallel to each other, and then in 1 row there's a 3rd vine going out like a tail, and it's a vineyard, you can only plant grain and vegetables 4 amos away. Mishnah Gimel, talking about a trellis, a series of sticks on which vines are thrown to enable them to grow. Madlis hagefen al miktsas apifyaris, a person who throws up the grapevine on a little bit of the nice, nice little canopy that he's built, and it's on some of the branches of the canopy. It hasn't spread throughout all the branches of the canopy. Layavi zerel tachas hamosar, he can't put grain underneath the other branches where there are no vines yet. Imhevi, if he does put grain there, though, lo kidesh, he doesn't create a prohibition. However, vimhilech hachadash, but if the vine then grows and fills that area after he had planted it, aser, that seed becomes prohibited if it grows a 200th after the vines have reached it. The same is true if a person puts a vine on part of a tree that doesn't bear fruit. Since it doesn't bear fruit, it doesn't have prominence. The tree, therefore, is subordinate to the vine. And therefore, the same way you can't plant under the part of the vine that's under the part of the tree that actually has the vine on it, you can't plant under the other parts of the tree that don't have any vine on it yet, because they're also all considered part of the vine or connected to the vine. Mishnah Dalet, Hamad le'asagef and al-miktas ilan maichel, but if you put a grapevine on a little bit of a fruit tree, so a fruit tree has its own prominence, it's not considered batel to the gefen. Mutter, then, on the part of the fruit tree that doesn't have vine on it, l'chatchila, you are allowed l'havizer al tachas hamosar, to put grain, to plant grain underneath the other part of the fruit tree. V'imhile chachadash, now if the vine spread over that area, yazirenu, just pull the vine back. Ma'asa shalach Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Yishmael Kfar Aziz. Rabbi Yeshua once went to visit Rabbi Yishmael to Kfar Aziz. V'ra'u Gefen Mudlal Miktas Te'ener. Rabbi Yishmael showed Rabbi Yeshua a grapevine that had been thrown on part of a date tree. I'm sorry, a fig tree. Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'ani lahavi zeral tachas hamosa. What do you think? That I'd be able to plant grain under the parts of the tree that don't have grapevines on it? Amar lo, he said, Mutter, it's allowed, because the fig tree doesn't lose its identity to the grapevine. As a result, ve'alohu misham lebeis hamaganya. Rabbi Yishmael then took Rabbi Yeshua from there, from Kfar Aziz to Beis Maganya. Ve'ro gefen shumudla miktas hakoran v'sadan shel shikma. And he showed him a grapevine that was thrown on part of the sycamore. The sycamore is a wild fig tree that grows out in the forests, and you use the branches to build buildings. Uvo koros harbe, and it had lots of other branches. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Bishmael, tachas akorozo, but underneath this branch, which has the grapevine aser, you can't plant, v'ashar mutter, but the rest of the tree, you could plant wheat underneath, because the rest doesn't lose its identity. So that's not planting it in a vineyard or under a vine, that's planting it under branches. Next Mishnah, Zo Ilan Tzrak, what's the definition of a tree that doesn't produce fruit? Kol She'enos HaPeiros, a tree that doesn't make fruits, and therefore it doesn't have chashivos. Rav Rabbi Meir Omer, HaKol Ilan Tzrak, even the fruit trees have the status of Ilan Tzrak. If they have a vine on them, they are not annulled to the vine. You can plant under those branches that don't have the vine on them. The only trees that have the status of Ilan Machol are olive trees and fig trees that have prominence. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Shen Kamo, Notin Sada Shlemos, any type of fruit tree that they don't plant entire fields of it, Hareza Ilan Srak has the status of Ilan Srak, and if you have a vine on it, part of it, you can't plant under any part of it. We learned earlier about a vineyard. There's something called karachas hakerem, a breach within the vineyard. Now we're learning about these canopies, these trellises that would have vines on them. What about a breach in the middle of a trellis? Hiske aris. What happens when you have a breach in the aris? So, shmona amos v'od, if it's 8 amos and a little bit more, then you'd be able to plant there wheat or a vegetable. Now, kol midos shamar chacham bekerem, normally when chachamim said a measurement in a vineyard, let's say 6 tvachim away from a single vine, 4 amos away from a vineyard, ein behen v'od, we don't have a concept of a number plus a little bit more. The numbers are complete amounts. Chutz mi piskei aris. The exception to this is this law here of a breach within amongst the trellises, where it's 8 and a little bit more. Eluhin piskei aris. This is the definition of piskei aris. Aris shacharav me'em tsa'o. Let's say you have a row of 11 vines, and you have a canopy on which they are all to climb and intersect, or a wall in which they're going to climb and intersect, and the middle vine was taken out. So now you only have 10 vines, 5 on one side and 5 on the other. So now you have 5 vines on one side and 5 vines on the other side. Now, we learned earlier in the very beginning of the parak that 5 vines already can be an aris. Im yesham. Now, if between these two rows of aris you have shmona amos, just 8 amos, or you have yizera l'sham, because an aris has the status of a vineyard. So then you'd have a vineyard on the right and a vineyard on the left. Each vineyard has to have 4 amos of empty space, so you can't plant here if you only have 8 amos. But if it's shmona amos v'od, if it's 8 amos and a little bit more, so you give to the one on the right 4 amos. Is a reas hamosa, you can plant after that. Give to the one on the left 4 amos, and you can plant after that. Okay. Mishnah Zayin. This is talking about a aris that's on a wall, that's vines that are on a wall shaped like an L. Aris hu yotzim in akosa. So when you have the aris arrangement coming out of a wall, it's not the entire wall. Mitocha keren, you have 3 vines on one side and then 2 vines on the other part of the L. Vikala, and you have two vines on the other side. In the middle, it's empty. So then, nosan lo avodasa, that's not considered an aris. All you need to do is to give six tefachim of distance, v'zareas hamosar, and you can plant the rest, even if that amount of empty wall is not even four amos. Rabbi Yossi says the same thing he said about a wine press. It means shamar ba'amos, if the empty wall is less than four amos, then it's nullified to all the other vines, and you can't plant any seed. But if it's four amos, then already you'd be able to plant seed there. All right, talking about a canopy, a trellis, hakanim hayotzim in ha'aris. Let's say you had branches that are longer, or reeds longer than the rest of the aris. V'chasalehen lefaskan, and he didn't want to cut them. Therefore, kenegdan mutar, you're allowed to plant underneath them. However, asa'an kideshi halech alein achadash, but if you had these added reeds because you want eventually the vine to grow there and to spread out there, asu, you're not allowed to plant under it because it's considered part of the aris. And as we said before, an aris is nullified to the vine, and therefore even if the vine is only on part of the aris, you can't plant anywhere under the aris. So this question was, if you have the canopy, the aris, and you have, you know, things going past it, branches going past it, not of the vine, but, you know, pieces of wood going past it, so it doesn't look like it's part of it. So it depends what they're there for. If they're there to eventually get vines, so then they are considered part of it. If they're there just because you were too lazy to cut them, or to trim it, or to cut it down, then it's not considered part of the aris. Now we talk about the vine. Haperach, a branch of the vine, hayotzim in ha'aris, which goes past the aris. It goes past the canopy. So what's underneath it? You can't plant. So we imagine as if we have a plumb line, and we measure from there. So tluya bo, kenegda, what's opposite it is aser. V'chein bedalus, the same is true if you have a single vine that you put on a beam, and now a branch is extending. And that what do we do is hamoteach zmora, then we just, you know, drop a plumb line to metoteles. Right, so aperach hayotzim in ha'aris, if you have a branch going out of the aris, a branch of the vine this time, ro'en oso kilu metoltelas tluyabo, we imagine as if we have a plumb line on it, and kenegdo aser, underneath it is opposite, is prohibited. V'chein bedalus, the same is true if you have a single vine on a pole, and a branch extending further. Hamoteach zmora me'ilan le'ilan, if a person stretches out a branch of the vine from tree to tree with a string to hold it, so tachtea aser, underneath the vine is prohibited. Sipka bachevel ova gemi, if he's holding it through a rope or with a something from a plant, a hemp, tachas hasipuk mutar, underneath the rope you're allowed to plant the wheat. But asak deshihalach alav hachadash, if you put the rope there so that the vine will eventually grow on it, aser, that's, then you can't even plant underneath the rope, because the rope has the status of kanim, of branches or twigs extending out of the trellis, and it's still part of the trellis. Ad kan perek zayin.